Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And coming up in just a second, we're going to do the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. So much going on locally, nationally. We're going to get to that with RJ here in just a second. But stay tuned. Second segment, we're going to actually catch up with Peter Ten and Charles Ballard from Subaru International. That's right. The New Mexico International Auto Show is going on this weekend. Went out there yesterday. A lot of great rides. And if you get an opportunity, $10, you can go out and see some really fabulous stuff. But we're going to join those guys. We're going to talk about their new launch. In segment three, we're actually going to go to Bristol and catch up with Matt Corson and talk a little bit about NASCAR racing going on in Bristol. And in studio, custom car builder Caleb Luce is going to join us, talk a little Jay Walton and some of the things he's got going on. But we're going to start our new weekly segment, the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. And RJ, how you doing this morning, man?
Excellent, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I look forward to every week kind of letting people know what's going on. So what are we going to kick it off with today?
Well, first off, with the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, we're going to start with the national events. So with the Xfinity Series, today, April 14th, it's going to be the Fitzgerald Glider Kits 300 at Bristol. I mean, you have to mention Bristol, of course.
Of course.
Come on. I mean, the Monster Energy Series, which is going to be tomorrow, the big NASCAR event, will be the Food City 500 at Bristol. I kept wanting to autocorrect Ford City. I'm like, okay, that's going to be wrong. With the IndyCar races starting tomorrow, it's going to be Toyota Grand Prix at Long Beach. So some California riding, doing good.
Absolutely.
For Formula One, which is going to be the whole weekend event, is the Heineken Chinese Grand Prix. So they're a little international, real national, we should say.
Absolutely.
With the NHRA, which is going to be next week, is when it opens up. It's the Spring Nationals at Texas. So big events coming up over there. We're taking a week off.
Yeah, I think a lot of good national events going on. Of course, Long Beach is one of my favorite. Actually, went to it as well. It's the year before I went. The year before Al Unser Jr. won four in a row, He finished second in that race. But awesome. Hey, what can we look forward to locally?
The great local stuff coming up. So today, of course, at the Albuquerque Dragway, presented by Yearwood Performance, is going to be their Street to Strip event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Big event where everyone should be going out to today. At the Sandia Motor Speedway, which is going to be today as well, we have the Clay Oval Racing, which starts at 4 p.m., and then with the Car Crafters non-wing program season opener.
Yeah, and that's going to be, this is a season opener, so we're going to start to see probably the most cars that you're going to see. As a matter of fact, I understand they're going to have six rookies starting in the sprint cars. So with the non-wing, it's NMMRA. A group, but there's also stuff going on over at the road course today. What's going on over there?
So that's going to be tomorrow, actually. So it's going to start off from 8 a.m. The first one's going to be the track day at the road course from 8 to noon, and followed right after is going to be the time attack, which is going to happen from noon to 4. So jam-packed with the events tomorrow.
Yeah, if people haven't been out for that, what's really cool is a track day is almost like you could use it as a practice session because then they're going to actually turn on the clock. And you'll actually get a timesheet so you can see how you're doing, how you're progressing. And that's what time attack is. So that's really great that they combine those two because that way you can actually get a little practice before you get to go out. But what do we got going on in two wheels, man?
Two wheels. So you're talking about the Sandia Motocross at Moriarty. We were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Easy for you to say.
Maybe. Who knows? But this weekend's going to be the Loretta Lynn area qualifiers. We've been sponsoring that for the last few weeks, and just a big event with Loretta Lynn, so have everything up.
Yeah, for those listeners that maybe don't know what that is, it's an opportunity for local riders to actually accrue some points and get basically an invitation to a national event. So the Loretta Lynn's is all about area qualifiers. And also wanted to mention, we're going to talk about car shows here in a second, but going on out at the New Mexico International Auto Show, they've got bikes out there too, including they had some motorized bicycles. And they also had some new electric motorcycles.
Okay.
So yeah, so we'll talk about that some more. But tell us what's going on in the Park and Shine in the car show area.
Awesome. So this weekend we're doing like the local ones around Albuquerque area. So this weekend's going to be the 15th annual. We just mentioned the International New Mexico Auto Show at the Convention Center. $10 fee, I think you said.
Yep. $10 for adults. I think they've got a discount for veterans and seniors, and I think something like 12 and under are free. And if they're not, tell them they should be.
I mean, hopefully, right? I mean, figure out something. Hey, make a little bit off. You'll get them food. They'll be fine.
I'm going to tell you. Let's see if we can get somebody in trouble.
Fingers crossed.
All right.
All right. So Tuesday is going to be April 17th, which will be the Freddy's Car Show and Cruisin', some 4:30 to 8. A bunch of prizes, I heard, and a bunch of good events going on there. So.
Yep. And then, of course, Cinco de Mayo, the big Barley Room show, and we'll be out there for that. It's going to be a great show. As a matter of fact, a lot of vendors are already signed up. The benefit there is for the Blue Star Moms, and they provide care packages for active duty military, so you definitely want to come check it out. Setup starts at 8, car show starts at 9. That'll go to about 2 o'clock. We're gonna have Split Decision. The band's gonna be playing.
Oh, perfect.
It's free to the public. It's a $20 donation. Proceeds going to the Blue Star Moms. So it's a good time for all. But if you ever miss any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can check it out on our podcast at nmmotorsportsreport.com. You can also listen to us live there. There's a live listen live button, but you can also get it on demand or check out the blog at 1017theteam.com. Like us on Facebook, the New Mexico Motorsports Report, or follow us on Twitter at NM Report. And that was the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. 1776 Montano open 7 days a week, 10 to 4. And if you haven't been by in a while, you definitely should go check it out. But I want to give some love to Yearwood Performance. I mean, they do so much locally to support the racers. And sometimes it's not really a money-making venture for you. Thank you, Jim Costa, for supporting this show. Thank you, Robert Costa, for everything you do. Keeping us on there, we greatly appreciate it. But since 1968, that's right, 50 years, Yearwood Performance has been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. And that's really the key, is because you can spend a lot of money online thinking you're saving yourself some money, and then the parts you get are wrong, or that part that you need to get you on the track this weekend is actually not included. It's back ordered. Whether you visit Ted over here at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, or Jim and his team at 341 Eubank, they can save you a lot of time and money, and of course you could buy local, which is good for the economy. YearwoodPerformance.com. All right, well, I'm looking forward to this next interview. We're actually going to be talking to Subaru about the new release. They have 19 cup holders in this vehicle, and that is their marketing strategy. We're going to be talking with Peter and Charles on the other side all about the new Ascent Subaru SUV. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Twin Peaks is your local lodge where all sports fans are encouraged to indulge. You can enjoy wild card weekend and World Series walk-offs, with a barrel-aged bourbon poured over a handmade ice ball, or one of the new classic bourbon cocktails like the Manhattan, or pair an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer with a made-from-scratch menu item that are rumored to be every fan's favorite. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Oh, hey, neighbor.
Unbelievable! This is a modern-day miracle, perhaps the greatest feat of our day, right in front of my very eyes. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
I mean, yeah, the new stucco is pretty great.
At Tasuke Stucco, we treat stucco like an art. Learn more about our 12-year guarantee and get a free estimate at tasukestucco.com.
Drop the kids off at school, hurry to a meeting, run afternoon errands, return to school, and then back home. Your days are way too busy to have to worry about your tires. Let JJ's Premier Tire handle those worries. With innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires on your vehicle, you'll get through your day with confidence and then maybe some me time. Bridgestone and Firestone tires available at locally owned and operated JJ's Premier Tire and Services, located at 7340 San Antonio Drive Northeast. Call 821-5771 or visit PremierTireOne.com.
Windsor Door Sales for all your garage door service and repair. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Same-day service available, residential and commercial. Locally owned and operated since 1970. New financing options available. 12 months, no payment and no interest or other monthly payment options, as little as $10 to $20 per month. Get the one you want, not the one you settle for. Call 345-6604. Need additional security? Rolling shutters and security screens are also available. New Mexico's Pro Vantage dealer, WindsorDoorSales.com.
Albuquerque Dragway's 2018 season is off to a fast start at Yearwood Performance's Street to Strip. You can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trials for only $25. With over 50 events, including two all-out callouts and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2018 schedule now. Real outlaw door slammers, top comp, super pro, pro, sportsmen, and junior dragsters. The 2018 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Amistoy Companies is proud to present Modern Wall. Hi, this is Pierre Amistoy from Modern Wall. With 24 years of experience and thousands of homes stuccoed in the Albuquerque metro area, we are now expanding with a new restucco division, bringing added quality, updated technology, and newly developed methods to your new Modern Wall. For a free evaluation, call me at 822-0044. That's 822-0044. Thank you.
Nestled in the beautiful North Valley with a spectacular garden patio, fresh and delicious margaritas with live music Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. It's Casa de Benavides and Albuquerque the Magazine's top five restaurant. Beautiful patio, authentic New Mexican food, Casa de Benavides, just south of Paseo on 4th Street.
Hop into Route 66 every Saturday in April to win your share of over $200,000 in cash and prizes with entry multipliers every Tuesday. The $200,000 extravaganza only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. I tell you, my phone is blowing up at people with these 19 cup holders. I mean, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, well, we got driverless cars coming. You know, so what else are you going to do? You're going to have drinks. You're going to have refreshments. But, hey, before we get to, when we get cranking on that, let's do a quick programming note. FM Sports Saturday coming up. Right on deck here at 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg, Marty Watts. 10 a.m., we got the Team High School Show with Gary Heron. 11 a.m., you got the Henry T. Show with the legend Henry Tafoya. 2 p.m., Rangers versus Astros. 7 p.m., Diamondbacks versus Dodgers. Over under on how many fights there are this weekend. Sunday, 2 p.m., we got the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers again, and the Rangers and the Astros at 7 p.m. On Monday, if you miss any of the good fights on the baseball diamond, you can tune into the locker room with Bob Brown, and he can hook you up with all the latest on that at 8 p.m. We've got the Dodgers versus the Padres. And then on Tuesday, we've got the Lobo Baseball is going to be playing Texas Tech. Texas Tech's coming down here at 1 o'clock, and then of course we'll join In Progress, the Bob Brown Show, and the Locker Room. All right, now joining me on the line is Peter Ten and Charles Ballard with Subaru. How you guys doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing great. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, well, I wish you guys were here because the weather, other than cold, is fantastic. And I went out to the show yesterday to take a look at the new Ascent, and it was phenomenal. But you know what was amazing is I couldn't even get a lot of good pictures because there were so many people around the car. What is with the loyalty of these Subaru owners?
Yeah, no, it's great. We're hearing the similar stories around the country at the other car shows too. The popularity and the energy around the vehicle is phenomenal, and you know, it's something that we try to design into every vehicle, that level of excitement, I think it goes back to our core message of, you know, building vehicles that people can really love. Building vehicles that really fit their lifestyle.
Well, and you have different models too, and you actually have different subsets. Of course, you know, I see a lot of Subarus out at the racetrack. The drifters, you know, really like to drive them and use them, as well as kind of some off road. But the core, the SUV line. I mean, my wife drives an Outback. She absolutely loves it. What's the most popular model of all time?
It's got to be the Outback. That's the vehicle that, you know, really put us on the path to the success we've had. It really has become an iconic model, not only in the Subaru portfolio, but really an iconic vehicle in the industry.
We did that.
And we just sold our 2 millionth car this month.
2 million?
Two millionth Outback.
Wow, that's a phenomenal. Hey, when did production actually start? I was trying to remember, how long has Subaru been around?
Well, so we're doing a little quick math here in our head, but Outback's been around since 95.
Okay.
Yeah, that was part of some level in 96.
Yeah, and that started as kind of a, you know, in those days, two-tone paint was very popular. I don't know if your listeners
yes.
remember that, but, you know, two-tone lower paint was very popular. So that's basically what it was. It was a two-tone painted Legacy that we rebadged the Outback, and then later on, over its lifetime, we added more off-road capability, you know, better styling, more utility, and eventually it became the Outback that we know today.
Awesome. So tell us about the Ascent. Well, first off, you can come out, you can see one at the New Mexico International Car Show going on today, and you can check it out tomorrow as too. But it's built on the global platform. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Sure. So the Subaru Global platform is a new geometry for our chassis that we started with the Impreza, the new Impreza, and that's the philosophy, engineering philosophy that we're now carrying over to all our models. And essentially what it does is it creates a much more rigid, much more structurally sound chassis that really benefits a lot of things. It benefits safety, it benefits noise and vibration, and also driving dynamics. So it helps in so many areas when we have this new chassis structure. And again, the Ascent has it. We're going to be eventually expanding that to all our models.
And so, of course, the power plant, because we always talk about power and speed here. You got the boxer engine, but it's also turbocharged.
Yeah, that's right. That's something that your listeners that know a lot about Subaru know that we're not new to turbocharging. And the neat thing about the turbocharging in the Ascent is that, you know, it just gives you a really tremendous driving experience. It's not a sports car. It's not trying to be a sports car, but it just gives you the performance that you would expect from Subaru, and you don't even have to think about it. It's just there when you need it.
Yeah, and of course, 8-speed transmission. I saw, is that really related to helping with the power, or is that also kind of a gas mileage savings?
Sure. So the transmission is a CVT, continuously variable transmission. So technically, you have there are no no gears, and you technically have a unlimited speed range. The 8-speed refers to the manual shifting. Again, that goes back to the fact that we try to make vehicles that are fun to drive. So when you go in manual mode, you'll have up to eight speeds in the manual mode. But the transmission is actually the high torque CVT transmission that is designed for the new Ascent to handle the extra size of the vehicle and also to provide the 5,000 pounds of towing capacity that the vehicle has.
Yeah.
The 8-speed give you an opportunity to have a more engaging drive.
Yeah.
It'll give you simulate a manual transmission.
And that totally makes sense. I mean, because it does totally change the power capacity, when you're towing something, and you know whether there's some mountain areas around here in New Mexico, especially at the border going up to Colorado, where that's going to make a huge difference in the climb, and yet a still comfortable ride. But I tell you, the thing that caught my attention is the 19 cup holders. So I went and looked at it because I thought to myself, Where are you going to put? And it's actually very well designed. It makes it sound like there's literally cup holders like hanging from the roof, but they're very well designed. But I do have to ask you, why isn't 8 enough?
We wanted to be the industry leader.
We definitely wanted to be the industry leader in cup holders. I think we can probably claim that mantle right now. But maybe it's going to be some kind of a space race for cup holders. Who knows?
Like,
yeah.
Atlas came up with 17, and we crushed them with 19.
Yeah. So,
but in all seriousness, I mean, active lifestyle folks have a lot of different things besides cups. They've got phones. They've got tablets. They've got cups. They've got bottles. And the idea was to just give folks as much storage space as possible in all three rows.
Well, and of course, I as a marketing person, I think, of course, 19 and 19, right? 2019 model, 19 cup holders. But I joked a little bit about the driverless cars. I mean, what are we going to do when we have driverless cars? Where are we going to sit all of our junk? And so, I mean, that's actually fantastic. I was curious, when the person brought that up in the design meeting, were they laughed out of the room? Or tell us a little bit about kind of the design process when you go to decide that you're going to do something a little bit different outside the box.
Yeah, we have a very collaborative team here, not only in the U.S. Team, but we also collaborate very much with the engineers in Japan. And again, we're very customer focused, and we know our customers. We know they're enthusiasts, not just for performance enthusiasm, but off-road and adventure enthusiasm. And we knew that those folks really do need a lot of storage capability within the cabin. And our research showed that typically it was a lot of small things. That's kind of what led our discussion. You know, talk about the customer's needs first and then figure out how we can basically maximize every crevice in the vehicle, every possible space in the vehicle. And that's why it's 19, not 20, because basically it would have been 18, but we were able to find extra space to squeeze out that extra 19 holder.
Well, I do love that it's not a symmetric number, too. Because in art, odd numbers are more attractive. I have no idea where that totally comes from. But if people wanted to, other than going down to the car show, if people wanted to get more information, do you guys have a Facebook, Twitter? How would people reach out and get more information?
Right. So we do have a media site. It's media.subaru.com, and it has all of the specifications for the Ascent. It's a press kit there. You can actually go to subaru.com, and you can actually build one to your specs, see if you want it, what packages you want, what trim level, what color. Just kind of see which one would best work for you. And it has pricing and all the accessories that you could add to it. So it's right on Subaru.com.
Yeah.
Can you by chance still order one in the two-tone paint?
Well, when I started with Subaru about 20 years ago, that was the in thing,
Right.
And But we've moved on since then. Let's just say that.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, we really appreciate you guys coming on this morning. And keep us, you know, now that you got my email, I mean, just keep us up to date on things that are going on. But we're going to invite the listeners to get out to the New Mexico International Car Show. It's going on this weekend. And you can come out and check out all kinds of rides, all kinds of, I mean, they got two-wheel stuff and it's just everything. But it's only $10 for adults. And of course, I already, you know, announced that kids are free. So, you know, I mean, have the mayor call me because I want to talk to him about drag racing anyway on the street. So if you get in trouble, it's all good. But we got a whole lot more coming up, including we're going to talk some custom cars and we're going to go out to Bristol Motor Speedway Live. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
Celebrating 50 years, Your Wood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel ready to go in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Your Wood Performance, 341 Eubank, and on the west side at 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco, since 1968. Still leading the pack. YourWoodPerformance.com.
Cash Machine Madness is back at Black Mesa Casino. Drawing times are at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. every Sunday this month. Four winners are selected each drawing for a chance to win up to $1,400. Hot Seat Cash drawings are April 3rd, 9th, 17th, and 23rd beginning at noon. And Crazy Eights are back. Earn 8 times, 18 times, and 28 times points this month. Some restrictions apply to Players Club for dates and full details. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
I've got a case of cabin fever.
Well, you're in luck because the Amazing Adventure Giveaway is back at Santa Ana Star Casino.
Phew!
Every Saturday, 5 lucky winners will get a chance to win one of 7 amazing adventure packages.
That's a lot of adventure.
Need a jet ski or an ATV?
Yes.
Do you have an Alaskan cruise on your bucket list?
Sure do.
Want to relax on the warm beaches of the Bahamas?
Who doesn't?
Then hurry. Adventure awaits this Saturday at Santa Ana Star Casino, New Mexico's best bet.
Hi, Chantal Parsons here with Red Fox Realty. There is no better time to sell your home than right now. The market is flooded with buyers. We need more homes to sell, and you'll get top dollar for your house. If you've thought about selling and you're not sure on the process, please think of me, Chantal Parsons with Red Fox Realty. I'm here to assist you every step of the way. I'm always by my phone, so please give me a call today. 795-4246 at 795-4246. Chantal Parsons with Red Fox Realty.
It's a great time for a new Hyundai at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors. Get into a new 2018 Elantra SE from only $15,991 or 0% APR financing plus $1,000 cash back. Plus, employee pricing continues at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer with Hyundai Assurance, America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Head west on Coors across from Cottonwood Mall or online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. Driven by you.
Stock number 1870, MSRP 19,095, 0% APR financing plus $1,000 factory incentive on approved credit, tax down license, and $349 service and transfer fee additional. Number one volume Hyundai dealer based on 2017 retail sales as far as 4/3/18.
You wouldn't overwater your elephants. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. Remember to water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1 day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down again in the fall. It's the responsible way to weather the drought. A drought reminder from the Water Authority.
Buggity, buggity, buggity. This is Darrell Walter, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, so I probably have mentioned this several times. This is radio, and this is live. So Matt Corson's actually interviewing Ross Chastain. So joining us now is Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts. How are you doing this morning, Dom?
Hey, good morning, Dave. A little tired, but hey, it's Thunder Valley. It's Bristol. It's the world's fastest half mile. There's nothing like just driving, walking through this place for the first time, and you can attest to that.
I can. As a matter of fact, you got a set of earplugs ready, right? Because, I mean, it is loud.
I made the crucial mistake of not bringing earplugs out during one of the sessions for qualifying for the Xfinity Series a little bit ago. And, man, I am paying for it, but it's Bristol, baby.
Yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun out here.
Absolutely. So tell us, you mentioned that there was a crash that kind of changed the scheme of things. What's happening now at the track?
Yeah, so I can talk about it since the qualifying session is over. So, yeah, we originally had Matt scheduled to come on here, but with it was Ryan Sieg having a crash in qualifying during the second round. NASCAR displayed the red flag, and there was also a incident with Morgan Shepherd in the first stage of qualifying. So that kind of set everything back a little bit. Even Chastain's PR was telling us they're a little bit behind on schedule because that's kind of thrown a little bit of a wrench into everything. But hey, you make it work, and yeah, it's a great little racetrack out here.
Yeah, so you had an article earlier this week talking about rookies and if we would see a rookie making it into the playoff this season. This is one of those places where I think a rookie could get it done. He could sneak in. Of course, we know that on restrictor plate races, anything can go. But on these beating and banging on the short track, could also happen. Who do you think that we could see? Is this a chance for Chase Elliott to break out, or is that going to be down the road at Dover? Eric Jones, great run last week. Of course, you got Ryan Blaney that's like right there. Is this race stacking up to be one of those races?
I think that's certainly in the cards. Like, when you were here last August, we did see Eric Jones lead the most laps.
Yep.
And not come away with the victory. And we saw it very impressive. A pole sitter rookie here at Bristol Motor Speedway, but you do hear a lot of the guys say this track is the throwback to when they used to run and they were moving up through the ranks in racing. So, you know, there's a possibility we could see that. We're just talking about William Byron possibly having the chance to make the playoffs, and I think he would be the driver to do it, but you can't count Bubba Wallace out either. This track, in a way, is a great equalizer itself. So, a lot of variables this weekend. Who do you like for this weekend?
Well, I mean, I really think that Kyle Busch, you know how he goes and runs, and finally getting, you know, breaking through with his victory, and of course, you know, being on the front wheel with his brother, I think it's a really good chance. That's an important track to actually be out front in. It's another great equalizer. We could actually see Chevrolet have a better day. Jimmy Johnson is great there as well. Clint Bowyer would be good, but I really think that Kyle Busch is really hot right now, and I think that's probably who you're going to see as the victor. How about yourself?
Well, it's hard to root against the Busch brothers too, and I'd like to bring in Matt Corson now, who's joining us here on the show to get his insight on it as well. Matt, who are you liking for this weekend, and what's impressed you the most through qualifying practice?
You got to watch Kyle Busch. You know, Kyle starting on the front row. He did the weekend sweep out here back last August, first time since 2010. So Kyle's going to be really strong. Can't wait to see how Hendrick Motorsports does. They struggled at Martinsville, so it would be interesting to see how they can rebound their short track program.
So I got to ask you. You just finished an interview with Ross Chastain. What did you find out in that interview?
Yeah. So my family's been really close with Ross over the last couple of years as he's moved up from racing down in South Florida, moving up to the Xfinity. Now he's racing some Cup Series out there at Premium Motorsports with Jay Robinson. And basically I had my grandparents in there with us, and they just wanted to kind of chat with him, you know, off the record, and just really, really get to know where he came from. He turned the Ford program at JD Motorsports in the Xfinity Series. he's turned that program around. You know, I mean, I think Ross is probably the highest running driver of all of the drivers at JD Motorsports, and now he's running some cup races. Doesn't plan on running for Rookie of the Year in the Cup Series anytime soon. He just wants to focus on running in the Xfinity Series, because that's his primary goal right now.
There's been a lot of talk about the Chevrolet's underperformance. This might be an equalizing track because Arrow is not going to be as crucial, and really being able to survive is just as important as having the horsepower to pull away. Do you think that we'll actually be able to see a little bit more Chevy dominance, or are they still too far behind with the Camaro?
Yeah, as far as Chevrolet and their performance, you know, Toyota, how great their cars have always been here. You saw how well Eric Jones ran here against Kyle Busch last year. He led the most laps in that race. Denny Hamlin has won races here with Joe Gibbs. Excuse me. But Chevrolet, they definitely have a good group of cars here that can run really well. You can't count out Kyle Larson here at Bristol. They took his top line away from him here. They're forcing him to run on the bottom with this PJ1 track bike compound that they've laid down. Not sure how the substance on the racetrack is going to react to the rain tomorrow. Still hasn't been announced whether the track's going to reapply that to the track Monday morning. But you can't count out Kyle Larson here.
Well, and I think the other thing you have to mention too, Dave, is we chatted with Jimmy Johnson out of Fontana, and he acknowledged it. He knows that Team Chevrolet is off. And I think as a camp altogether, when you have a lack of testing over the offseason, and you had such limited practice, especially on the West Coast swing, there's not really a lot to really get track time to really lay down some new laps with that new nose, the ZL1 Camaro. But I think as time goes on, we're going to see the Team Chevy camp get hot this summer.
Well, and you talked about the PJ1. I was confused, and actually I thought that they read it wrong this morning, saying that they'd laid it down on the low side. I thought the whole point was to put it on the high side to create that second lane. Why? I mean, why down low? That's already the line.
The fans spoke, the track listened, you know. Fans have been wanting to see the single line racing down there around the bottom. They want to see one lane around this half-mile short track. That's how the racing was prior to 2007 when the track came in. They took out, they added progressive banking into the turns. I believe it was 2010 where they came back in. Fans didn't like the racing. They took the progressive banking outside of the track, and they redid the whole surface. And what it actually did was it created another and pushed the cars all the way up against the wall. And so by adding this resin to the bottom of the track, it's the same substance that they use in drag racing and stuff. They put on the track. It makes those cars stick all the way down to the bottom of the groove, and they want to see those cars fight for position, bumping each other out of the corners and stuff. They want to see, quote, old Bristol is how most people are calling it.
Well, I tell you, sometimes we listen to the fans too much because they're not always right. But, okay, I love the answer. Okay, this is basically your home track, Matt. What is your favorite Bristol memory?
Oh, man, there's lots of Bristol memories come to mind. I was pulling up to the track yesterday, and I was telling Dominic about how I still get goosebumps coming into this place. I mean, you were here last August.
Yep.
This is like the mecca of short track racing. You know, you got 28 degrees banking in the corners. It's completely surrounded. Do you remember how loud it is here?
Yes.
They say that walking around Bristol without headphones is like being 30 feet away from a jet engine.
Wow.
So whenever Bristol has some cool banners out here along the side, Kyle Busch's weekend sweep back in 2010, I was here for the truck race. I was here for the nationwide race at the time. I was here for the cup race. And who knows how long it's going to be before that's ever done again, let alone by a different driver, because it was done again last year. But Tony Stewart threw the helmet back at Matt Kenseth
yep.
in 2011. So there's a lot of Bristol memories come to mind, Jeff Gordon and Matt Kenseth wrecking as leaders. So, this place is always really special to me. My family brought me out here in 2009, and I'm glad to say I haven't missed a race here since 2010.
That's fantastic, and of course the camping is great, and we appreciated the burgers and dogs when we were there in August, but really appreciate you coming on today, and look forward to your guys' coverage on theracingexperts.com today. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us. We're going to go grab a Palace burger and eat one for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I am missing those. I mean, that's fantastic. Thank you guys so much and have a great race. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up on the other side, but always great to go live out there to Bristol. And I tell you, if you ever get a chance, that's definitely one of the tracks that you got to be on. I mean, of course, you know, Daytona is right there, Bristol, Martinsville, all good courses. But I'm going to tell you, a great road course, actually, is to go out to Sonoma Infinity Raceway, whatever you want to call it, because the wine country, it's beautiful right there, and it's a great track. So don't count out the road course. I might want to go see the Roval. That's right, it's Charlotte. They're going to have the road course and the oval together, so that ought to be interesting. But we've got a whole lot more coming up on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio. 1017 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 1017, The Team.
I see a line of cars and they are painted black. Flowers and my love hope never to come back.
Sunday. All set up with your favorite cup and your Sunday journal. Seventh Heaven. Actually, only 1/7 of it. You miss a lot not getting the journal daily. In fact, it's much too much to miss. You miss getting that journal subscriber's rewards card with savings that in 1 month can pay for your subscription? Much too much to miss. Like the magazines, Business Outlook, Relish, Homestyle, New Mexico Life, the new TV Now, and others. No daily journal? Much too much to miss. Like the Journal's investigative reporting. More awards for it than any state news source. When they say, catch you later, they mean it. Amber alerts. The e-journal gets them, then TV and the others pick them up. Since the 1880s, the Albuquerque Journal has held the pulse of this place. Today, in its trim, fit, on-point coverage of what's around us and who we are, the Journal's good for you. Take one daily. Your Albuquerque Journal is much too much to miss. Subscribe at abqjournal.com or call 823-4400.
You will have the never-ending smiles of satisfaction when you take advantage of our low upfront employee pricing and excellent customer service only at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. Now lease a new Highlander for only $289 per month, or a new Corolla for just $169 per month, or the popular new Camry for just $219 per month. You won't be able to wipe that smile of satisfaction off your face when you visit us for sales, service, or parts at Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank and I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Man, I was heading to the golf course, and there's water running all over the floor.
Hi, I'm Chris with Elevated Mechanical Services. Elevated Mechanical Services for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs.
Elevated Services, so you can enjoy your golf game. 505-200-2434.
For the ultimate adrenaline rush, take flight on the Apache Windrider Zip Tour at Ski Apache, one of the longest zip lines in the world, or Apache Eagle Zip Rider at the Inn of the Mountain Gods, where you will soar over the majestic Lake Mescalero. What are you waiting for? Innofthemountaingods.com.
The Albuquerque Police Department is currently hiring for police cadets and offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus and immediate hiring, which means you are employed as soon as you are accepted into the academy. APD is now enrolling applicants that meet their qualifications for June's academy, and they want to know if you are ready to take the next step. A career with APD is exciting and rewarding, offering great benefits, paid vacation. Apply online at apdonline.com, apdonline.com, or call 807-POLICE. That's 807-POLICE.
Bank of New Mexico is a trusted financial partner who's been exceeding customer expectations with superior financial products and services. Bank of New Mexico provides sound advice by actively helping you achieve your goals and ultimately success. Bank of New Mexico seeks to provide substantial value through customer service each and every day. Bank of New Mexico, 7401 Jefferson in the Journal Center, south of Paseo del Norte. Call 505-244-8000. That's 244-8000. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Bankofnewmexico.com.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right. Well, we're actually supposed to be on the radio. Caleb and I are just joking about what the craziest custom we could come up with is. But joining the show now is Caleb Luce. How are you doing this morning, Caleb?
I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, so I'd asked you off the air when you got here if you were still living on the west side, and you told me you're living in an RV down by the river. No, but behind the shop. I mean, are you guys working that much that you can't even leave the property?
You know, right now I'm living in the RV as a kind of like an in-between houses. But yeah, you know, I work a lot. I definitely, I'm in there 7 days a week. I definitely hit the grind, and I try to do my best.
Well, now that you're kind of in charge of the whole thing, you've taken over the Jay Walton site as well, are you getting to do as much custom work, or is that time becoming much more limited?
You know, sadly, it is a little more limited, but I really try to make it a part of my everyday. The custom side, that's what my passion is. That's why I'll never stop doing it. But the Jay Walton side, frankly, I mean, that's our bread and butter. That's what keeps us alive, and that's what has been there for 40 years.
Yeah, and so can you talk about anything you're working on? I know a lot of times when you do those SEMA builds, we don't get to know about it until the end. Is there a particular cool project you're working on right now?
You know, right now we're doing some mild stuff. I just finished up a nice little 56 Porsche 356.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a very, very cool car, you know, original owner. But I have a few other projects I'm working on finishing up. We are planning on taking a car to SEMA this year, which it's not too big of a secret. It's the Mustang that went last year.
Okay.
I had a company picking up. They want it for this year as well.
Okay.
And then as far as other projects, I honestly have a couple of my own I'm doing. So I'm building myself a chopper right now.
Okay, I thought I saw that on. So what? I mean, I know you're into bikes too. I mean, I've seen your motocross bike, and I know that you kind of use that to get out and clear the mind. But a chopper. I mean, what's your inspiration on that?
So, you know, I actually had a chopper in college, and yeah, and I thought I was Mr. Cool rolling in on my big fat tire bike, and right after college, I sold it, you know, and now I regret it. So my inspiration is honestly my old bike.
Right.
This bike is way over the top. It's a really going to be a really cool, radical custom bike. It should be at the Super Nationals this next year on display, but it's just one of those things where I like something different every once in a while because I get burned out and just doing the cars all the time, and you know it gets old. So this is just a nice, refreshing thing for me to do.
Yeah, just something totally different. I was cruising behind a guy on a chopper the other day, and I never really realized that his rear end, you know, I can't say anything else, was like literally right at the tire. Is that a part of the choppers, or I mean? That was amazing to me. There's nothing there. If he slipped back a little bit, he's going to get it.
Well, you know, on a lot of choppers, yeah, that's exactly how they are. They're ready to suck you in, especially if you're, you know, wearing a loose shirt or something like that. I like to give myself a little more room. I put a little bit of a fender. Besides, you gotta have room to take somebody on the back of it.
Right. So. Right. Well, that's really the in that way we all got into this to begin with. It's all about skirts, as Costa always says, speed and skirts. But anyway, tell us a little bit about, you talked about the Corvair. Are you still working on that Corvair supercar?
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's actually kind of one of my big projects for the second half of this year. I've been doing some more renderings, getting on it. You know, that project was one of those, you know, several year in the making because it's just so special to me. It's something that I want to come out perfect when it's done. And that being said, I can't show a lot because it is a Riddler car. And I don't really want to reveal too much because it's going to be so special when it's done.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Have you ever done? I know you were working on that minivan. How's that coming?
It's still in the works. You know, the minivan. That's just one of those projects that is just going to be wild and crazy for, you know, just for fun. And actually, I've been collecting the last little bit of the drivetrain pieces. So right after I finish my truck up, which I'm building a pretty crazy motor for my truck right now, I'm going to be pulling the minivan in to build that one, which it'll be a pretty quick project. Like I said, now that I have all the parts for it, it's just a symbol type thing.
Awesome. Was there something else you were thinking
about? Well, I was going to say on my truck, yeah. I a lot of people know I actually toasted the motor in it last fall.
Oh.
right now I'm actually building a 1,000 horsepower twin turbo diesel motor for it. So
oh, wow.
That's the project on my rack right now, which right after this I'm heading back to the shop to yank the motor out of it. So
that's awesome. Well, I also wanted to congratulate you. I mean, it's a good article, new article, a new thing that you're doing for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Coming out next week with the new edition, talking about suspensions. I thought it was fascinating just how you kind of broke it down. Because one thing about when you get into other, you know, parts and pieces, they tend to be somewhat unique. But suspensions, there's kind of just some base suspensions, but yet they can be intricate in themselves. What kind of was your impetus for starting with suspensions?
Well, you know, it's funny because when you asked me to write that, I knew that, you know, I'm going to be including a lot of my personal life in it. And what got me to do suspension was I was actually building a rear-end suspension for a car at the time that I was writing it. So the big thing was, you know, I'm doing this right now. This is a huge part of cars. It's, you know, your basis for building a good hot rod. Why not do that for my first article?
Well, and I thought it was well written too, which shouldn't surprise me. You seem to do everything well. As a reporter, I want to ask you, what do you not do well?
Well, I try to do my best at whatever I put my hands on.
Well, I think that's a good answer because normally in the interview session it's like, well, I'm kind of a perfectionist, you know, which you are. So that would have been a good one, but. Really appreciate you coming in this morning. I wish you the best of luck moving into your place sooner than later, because it'd be
this week, hopefully.
Nice to get some sleep there. But thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so we got a lot more coming up next week. Of course, we're going to be live at Richmond, and I tell you, I'm very jealous because if you've gone to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. .com and you follow some of the writing of John Haberlin. He's going to be coming from Richmond. But last week, he got to ride in the two-seater with Mario Andretti in Phoenix at ISM. And it's like, I was going to be there, and could I have gotten that ride? That would have been tremendous. I would have loved to have seen some video. But we're going to talk to him about that next week, because I want to find out next time I'm there how I'm going to get that ride. But a lot of cool things coming up. Also want to make sure that you mark your calendar for Cinco de Mayo. And for those of you that don't know, that's the 5th of May, Saturday, 5th of May. Got a big car show going on. We're going to have a band, the whole bit. Split Decision's going to be there. Fundraiser for the Blue Star Moms, but it's going to be great. As a matter of fact, Caleb, you are a Best of Show winner out there. So,
been a Best of Show winner out there. I think I'll be making it out again this year.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I look forward to coming out, but of course they got great food and everything. And so that's the 5th of May. Come on out. It's a free car show. All the proceeds actually go to the Blue Star Moms. If you kind of want to come out, we're going to have a silent auction and a raffle and stuff like that. So a lot of fun things going on, a lot of opportunities. If you got a business out there and you want to, you know, come and bring a booth out, it's as simple as $50, and you give that directly to the Blue Star Mom. So it ends up becoming a write-off and everything. So just drop me an email at nmmotorsportsreport@gmail.com or just go to the website, send me a message that way. If you want to come out, reserve your space. If you want to bring your car club out and you guys all want to park together, or gals want to park together, like the Driving Divas, you guys want to come out, just give me or Robert a call, let us know, and we'll make sure we got enough space. But I want to thank you, Kelly. I want to thank you, RJ. I want to thank you, Brooklyn, for coming out this morning and helping me out, because they make me look better, but it's on the radio, so you can't tell. So, tune in next Saturday. Tell your friends. Tune in 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it.
...1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.